We're talking with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service out of Escanaba. And Chris, I appreciate your time today. Let's move on from the trout and talk about the smallmouth bass fishing, because we're in the heat of great smallmouth bass fishing right now.
Oh, again, you're absolutely right, Adam. You know, we had a late kickoff to the spring, so these water temperatures, they were staying in the low 40s and even the high 30s, right? But over the last couple weeks, they've gone up to that 48 to 56 degree mark, which is just ideal for these smallmouth to come in and get their spawn on. And I'll tell you what, when they come in and they are in that mood, I don't care if you throw a cinder block at them, they're going to hit it. And the smallmouth fishing has just been fantastic, and with this cool water, oh my gosh, Adam, do they fight. They're ultra aggressive, just an absolute riot. It's just been absolutely fantastic.
What's been working the best for you as far as patterns go? Because you'd like to throw flies at them, so what streamers?
For people who haven't heard it before, Tommy Lynch out of Downstate, he's a Pierre Marquette guy. He created a fly called the Drunken Disorderly, and I like his big number threes, just big, lot of movement flies. That, along with big rattlesnakes, big nutcrackers, big circus peanuts, all of these are big streamers with a lot of movement to them, and I'll tell you what, the smallmouth just devour them.
Now, when you say size threes, I mean, you're talking 3-aught hooks, right?
Oh, yeah, monster stuff. This is stuff, Adam, it's so big people look at it, and, you know, I could throw it on the back of the Tahoe and tow another truck out of the water with it. Big aggressive flies, lots of feathers, lots of marabou, stuff with rabbit, just big, puffy, articulated flies, and I'm not kidding you, Adam, the smallmouth just devour them.
Well, we talk a lot about the Ford River on the show with Chris at Bayview Bay, but the Lower Escanaba's been really good, and some other streams in the area too for smallmouth bass out of Delta County. But any type of habitat we should look for.
Right now, you want to look at stuff that's got, when you say habitat, you know, a lot of our rivers, the Ford River is a prime example. There are a lot of little islands out there, and off the fronts of those islands, you have a lot of sandy points, mm-hmm. and they'll have guts down the sides of them. Well, those bass will come right up into those sandy, rocky areas, and it's ideal for them to, you know, put their nest together. And with the water, the deep water on each side, as the gullies run down each side, they're excellent places for that smallmouth to run and hide if it feels threatened and it wants to get off that bed real quick. So any heads of an island, a tail of an island where the water's breaking around it and the fish can relax, they just want to, you know, have a nice solid place to put their eggs down, and they will protect it with brute force. So the fronts of islands, the back of islands, anywhere where you have a sandy, rocky area with a deep pool next to it, you know, it's just that type of stuff that smallmouth, it takes for it to make it feel good, right, Adam? It feels
Absolutely.
Safe, it feels secure, it can have its babies, and it can take off.
Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service out of Delta County, thank you for your time, sir. By the way, do you have any openings for to take folks fishing?
I do have openings. You know, the best thing to do is go to www.caddisshackguideservice.com, and I try to keep my calendar updated. So there's always something available, and you know me, if I get the opportunity to take somebody fishing, well, I'll move to heaven and earth to do it.
There you go. Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, as usual, great stuff. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem. You guys all be good. Get out there, and with this high water, remember, use a little smarts. Be safe.
This is the Outdoor Show.